We still have a lot of commercial interests that the average person doesn't know about on the river, but it isn't anything like as big as these others. It's just new.
Do you think cotton's a good deal?
Oh, yes. Yes. Grain, cotton, all those are big things. Wheat, soybean, they're big. Use millions of dollars in this one.
Is there an area where
cotton exchange for the most part, the cotton and most of the, well, as a matter of fact, that is the main source of getting the market reports. And of course, radio, television.
How would you section off the city according to race, religious beliefs, people with certain religious beliefs, and social economic comments?
I'm not so sure that I can make an appraisal of that at the moment, because we take into consideration too many areas. I know the plan of most of these things, and I'd have to really have something concrete to. I just wouldn't want to off the cuff make a statement on it, because it's, I don't think it would really be fair to a lot of places, because I don't walk around with these things in mind, you know. But if I had something to, and an appraisal is really made by comparison, so I really wouldn't know. You take, for instance, a section like Chickasaw Garden. Now, Chickasaw Garden is strictly residential. It is bordered on the north by Upper Plaza, by the line, the east, not east gate either, no, it's too far. No, it would just be too impossible then to make the kind of place I'd like to. But there are some sections that have practically everything. For instance, just off the cuff, I'd say Whitehaven or Raleigh. Now, those areas where you have, but they, for a long time, they had just what they wanted. But things have changed considerably in the last few years. And so I'm not so sure that we could evaluate those in terms of which actually had all of the elements that go into the residents and agreements with churches, schools, and the like. And those are planned communities in a sense. Whitehaven didn't have this at one time. Raleigh had this at one time. Of course, Shady Grove out in Germantown is another place. Of course, just below us here we have South Haven. Of course, now we know that's the economic group there would be much lower than that is. The areas that I just mentioned, Whitehaven or Raleigh or Bartlett. Of course, now Bartlett is the other town in itself, but it's still considered to be a callback community, not just Highland Borough. I guess that's about as good as I could say without really having something to look at. We want to give the wrong impression, or my impression of something that, in the body question, I think would be adequate. I don't think I could adequately answer that without having something to look at.